Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
This is the Keystone Kickoff Show. It's brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network, KeystoneSportsNetwork.com. He's Greg Pickle. I'm Dustin Hawkinsmith. We're recapping Penn State news from the weekend, looking at some of the early storylines from spring, straight from the mouth of James Franklin. We're going to also look ahead a little bit to our own spring storyline series. We're continuing that, looking at the interior offensive lineman. It doesn't get any spicier or sexier than that in this series. So, and we'll wrap up the show. Brandon Pelter will join us to talk some Penn State wrestling as well as they go into the NCAA tournament coming up this weekend. So first things first, spring practice kicked off. We did hear from James Franklin. We heard from Joe Lorig. We started to get a little bit of a feel for where a few things were, and we got a couple surprises, Greg, with first and foremost, maybe not a huge surprise about Tommy Stevens, but to hear from James Franklin's mouth that he's going to be limited this spring suggests to me that, you know, we as reporters, you guys who are showing up at practices, you're not going to see much of Tommy Stevens at all.
No.
At this rate. And the other thing that came from that was it did sound like James Franklin was marking him as the guy. You know, any thought of a head-to-head competition, it will depend on health, of course. But if Tommy Stevens is healthy, I just took away that James Franklin is treating him like he's going to be the guy.
Yeah.
He won't say that outright, but that's how he's talking about him.
Right. No question about it, Dustin. I mean, I think the biggest thing in my mind is that, simply put, Penn State has been sort of grooming Tommy Stevens for a few years now to be the guy to take over for Trace McSorley. I still don't know exactly if I buy that there won't be a competition here or anything like that. I think that when it comes down to it, Tommy Stevens has had too many health issues the last couple of years to be a guy you can count on as healthy for a full season or a full spring practice. I just might not be a fair way to look at it. It might not be, you know, the surgery he had to correct what they keep calling a significant injury may have been the one that finally fixed it. But I don't know. I thought it was very bizarre that James Franklin made note and went out of his way to make note of the fact that the surgery was done by an outside doctor, not the team doctor. That was strange. I didn't really understand why that was the case, or, you know, you just have to wonder if that has any impact on why he's limited this spring, because, you know, in a normal situation, you'd have the team medical personnel, the player, and in most cases, his family making the decision in consultation with the coach. Well, now you have an outside doctor that's involved in that conversation as well, which I'm sure is not preferable, but is the situation Penn State finds itself in. So we'll see how everything works out here, but I don't know. The more I think about it, the more I do start to wonder if Penn State will end up having a pretty good competition just because Sean Clifford's going to be able to grab the bull by the horns a little bit here in spring practice.
If he has a big spring, I'll be really curious what happens then, because the kid, I think, clearly can play. And we still just don't know outside of really teeny tiny samples, like we outside the football building, we who are not at practice every day, don't know what exactly Tommy Stevens brings to the table, if he can be a down-to-down quarterback in the Big Ten. We don't know that about Sean Clifford either, but I think that's kind of the point here, is that there is no matter what, going to be a transition from Trace McSorley. Tommy Stevens makes a lot of sense, but if he's not going to play all spring, or if he's not going to really do anything that's game speed all spring, then what happens if Sean Clifford has a big few weeks here?
Yeah, no doubt about it. I mean, I guess the other thing too, and I got this question a lot late last week when you know, we were kind of winding things down after the start of spring practice, and a handful of people, you know, the question was, why is Tommy Stevens? Well, I got it actually from both ends. The one, you know, on one hand, there were many people wondering why Tommy Stevens has just been annoyed at the quarterback. I think it's pretty clear why, because he was the one that Penn State wanted to keep around to continue being the backup to Trace McSorley. And now that Trace McSorley's gone, it just makes logical sense for him to step into that role. But then on the other side of it, there were a lot of people that wondered why Sean Clifford was viewed in such high regard when he hasn't really done anything. I mean, I know he's, what, 4 for 5 last season, but that's about it. So I get it. There's some skepticism for both of these guys and reason to wonder exactly how they'll pan out. But at the end of the day, all we have to go off of is what the very little that we see at practice and eventually the blue-white game, plus what we saw last season during practice and games and bowl practices and things like that, and what we saw when Chunkler had to come in for a little bit during the Citrus Bowl. So I think at this point, is there a reason to be concerned about Penn State's quarterback situation? Sure. I don't think there's any argument to be made there. However, we're basing these things off of what we see, what we hear. That's pretty much the only way you can do it. And at this point, I don't think Penn State has to make any drastic changes to its offense either way, whether it's Stevens or Clifford. I agree with you that Stevens is probably the man at this point, but you just wonder, we've talked about it before practice began, the longer it goes with him being quote-unquote limited, the more opportunity Clifford will have to sort of close the gap, whatever that gap may be, and that'll make things really interesting come the summer camp.
And here's just something that just marks how different the thinking is from one fan to the next. We had a question here, and you had a question, I think, in one of your Penn Live mailbags recently, asking about Taquan Roberson and Michael Johnson Jr. Can they make a run at the starting job? And my only thought with that is, do you know how exceptional they would have to be this spring, this summer, to take that job from people who have experience?
Right.
But still, there are people who want it. There are people who want it.
Yeah. I think that and I understand it. I mean, they were highly rated recruits. And this is sort of where the idea of recruiting rankings versus what we see and hear once guys get on campus versus what they actually do and produce to kind of can present a messy picture. Because if you're looking at these guys on paper, yeah, obviously they're very talented. But I don't think that they come in and they're immediately even close to the level that Tommy Stevens, Sean Clifford, and even Will Levis are on at this point in time. So they got a ways to go just to catch up to those guys. I mean, they're two extremely talented players that I think will make an impact, but nobody expected Sean Clifford to come in and be the starter a few years ago. And that's not the case with these two guys either.
Yeah, and I'll tell you that I think sometimes maybe we're all guilty of it, but the transition from high school to college, it doesn't just happen. You know, you gotta make that happen, especially at the quarterback position. You're listening to the Keystone Kickoff Show. We're talking Penn State football, and we are also now less than a month away from the blue-white game. Even if you were unable to win the free RV for the game, which there was a drawing for that last week, GoPSURV.com still has a great deal for you, starting at just $350 for a group of four. You arrive Friday, you stay through Sunday. A free 409 Tailgate Club meal is included in that price, along with a free shuttle to and from Beaver Stadium for the game. You can enjoy the ultimate tailgate experience all weekend long for probably less than what you would pay for a hotel room, which I think to me that's the deal maker. You can contact Mark today for more details, 1-800-519-8467, or go to gopsurv.com for more info. Once again, 1-800-519-8467. Continue looking at spring here, Greg. Juice Scruggs, James Franklin didn't provide a lot of detail, but you figure if he's going to be out all spring, he did say that Scruggs was in a car accident. So you figure it's probably kind of recent and probably pretty serious. And this is one of those situations where you don't really think about football at the moment. You'd like for Scruggs to just kind of get back to normal, get healthy, whatever, right, whatever's going on with him. And you hope to see him in pads again this summer, right? But that's not really the priority item at the moment.
No, it certainly isn't. The priority for him is to just get healthy at this point and focus on whatever he needs to focus on to live a normal life and get healthy and all the kind of things that happen. Obviously, if he's not available for spring practice, it's pretty significant. You know, James Franklin obviously doesn't go out of his way to share too much health and things like that and things related to injuries. So the fact that he brought this up, you know, he was obviously compelled to for one reason or another. So, it obviously would be great if we were talking about how Juice Scruggs could, you know, battle for maybe some rotational reps or even a starting job this year. But you're right. That's not the time or the place. It's about him getting healthy. And whenever he's back and ready to have that conversation, you would hope it's for summer camp. But whenever he's back, you know, he'll be back in that conversation. But yeah, that was certainly one of the more sobering parts of James Franklin's news conference. There's no question about that.
Let's I know we touched on this a little bit, but at the running back position, the way that James Franklin spoke last week, and I know that this came up at some point in time, I don't know if it was here or where, but the idea of Journey Brown being a real factor on the running back depth chart, I personally have been pretty dismissive of that, because if you just look at the writing on the wall, it would suggest, okay, Ricky Slade was clearly kind of the number two guy last year. Yeah. So it makes sense that if there is going to be a number one guy, or if there is going to be somebody who leads a committee, Ricky Slade's going to be that. And then you look down the depth chart a little bit and you see these two freshmen arriving, very heralded freshmen, Noah Cain and Devin Ford. Noah Cain's on campus now. Then you kind of think that there's room here to have Journey Brown squeezed out. But it seems like that is just not the case, and that maybe I can say that I've been too dismissive of him, because James Franklin seems to love what he's seeing from Journey Brown right now. And certainly if they're going to have a committee, it would seem that Journey Brown is going to be on that committee.
Well, yeah. I mean, at this point, I think, yeah, I was with you. I was a little bit skeptical of what was being written prior to James Franklin's news conference, but clearly they think he put it all together this offseason. We always knew he was a fast guy that could contribute in that regard, but it's clear as day, obviously, that he is in a position to be able to push the pace now and really maybe be a part of this rotation. So I think it's obviously a good thing for Penn State that they have a guy developed like him, and the fact that they were able to get him in this place. But, you know, obviously, I think also, too, that, you know, we probably all maybe thought a little bit that maybe we all thought a little bit that Ricky Slade would just step up and run away with this job. And it's either not being said that that's the case, or it's just simply not the case. And the truth is probably somewhere in the middle.
Yeah, and I have felt all along, and this doesn't change my thinking about that, is that we're going to see more than we've seen in the past couple years, 3-4 years, we're going to see more of a spreading the wealth situation. I thought that was going to be clear anyway, but if Journey Brown is going to be as good as James Franklin says he's going to be, A, it's a really good thing for Penn State. B, I think it's only gonna feed into the idea that they're gonna spread touches around a little bit. And it's interesting, like, he holds Journey Brown up as one of those guys that a late bloomer type player, and he used that as an example about, you know, guys having all kinds of different paths to stardom, so to speak. But Journey Brown is interesting. You know, he was very productive, very fast in high school, but also it seemed like he was like a get the ball in my hands and I'm just going to run with it kind of guy. He had a lot to learn. So if that's coming together, good for Penn State.
Yeah, and I think, too, the other thing, like, I don't think it can be dismissed that the transition from Charles Huff to Jaywan Sider made him take a step back. And it's not the fault of him or the coaches, but simply Charles Huff was teaching him how to be a running back. And, of course, him and Jaywan Sider, I'm sure, have a little bit of different nuance and things like that. So he had to pretty much retrain on Jaywan Sider stuff, and he was already trying to get a lot of building blocks in place moving forward.
All right, we're going to keep looking at spring and what James Franklin had to say coming up after this.
This is where the temperatures are unkind. This is where water freezes in the blink of an eye. This is where the wind bites harder than a mid-ice cross-check. This is where the beer is always on ice. This is Labatt Hockey, played the way Mother Nature intended. Labatt Blue is proud to support pond hockey and all the hardy souls that like to play it cool. This is Labatt Hockey.
Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
Hey, Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right, GoPSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single-game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon, stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to GoPSURV.com and reserve your RV today.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change, which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.